Penguin Audio presents Churchill and the King, The Wartime Alliance of Winston Churchill and George VI, by Kenneth Weisbrod. Preface.
Your Majesty's treatment of me has been intimate and generous to a degree that I had never deemed possible.
So wrote Winston Churchill to King George VI in January 1941, just after Britain had endured its darkest hour. There was more to the statement than courtesy. Some people have said that only Churchill could have saved the country at that moment. They have also said that if he had failed, the king would almost certainly have lost his throne, and probably much more. The statements may be qualified in various ways, but most amount to the same thing. Winston Churchill was the necessary man. Though it has been a debatable point, few have said it about George VI. But no one who knows the King's war record would call him an idle spectator. A verdict does not issue easily for either man on his own. The real question is, where would each man have been without the other? Viewers of the 2010 film The King's Speech came away with a new appreciation of the trials and triumphs of the unexpected king. Those in the know detected its odd and inaccurate portrayal of Churchill. He was, as he probably had to be to some extent, the Churchill of caricature, with cigar, grimace and growl. But to have shown him strongly in favour of abdication did a disservice. So did the superficial, even supercilious way he appeared to treat the new king. Did it really happen this way? Was that all? What about the war? The story of what happened between these men tells us something important about the position and purpose of the British monarchy then and now. It has been an effective institution for binding the nation, and back then, the empire, together. If not, it would have disappeared long ago. But is it still necessary? That so many people in Britain and elsewhere continue to revere it must come down to more than tradition, sentimentality, and personal affection for a few particular members of the royal family. There must be, in other words, a better reason for its survival. Rulership, like leadership, is a puzzle. It is not just an assemblage of policy, personality, intelligence, charisma, and power, but of some changeable and often unpredictable chemistry among all these elements, and also between the ruler and the ruled. It may be true that the best things in life are done in combination. Success is almost never solitary. Yet why some rulers succeed while others fail may be impossible to understand. The British case is complicated further by the existence of an unwritten constitution, enforced by custom, habit, and instinct. This book addresses the puzzle by exploring the alliance of a British king and prime minister during a most difficult time. George VI became king after the abdication of his brother in 1936. Winston Churchill became prime minister after the fall of Neville Chamberlain 4 years later. Britain and its empire would soon fight alone against a resurgent Germany. The two men met nearly every week whenever both were in London. Each was, in his own way, admired, even beloved by many of his countrymen. Theirs was an alliance that came to be one of trust and fellowship, even friendship. But it was none of these things initially, nor was it simply an association of convenience. It was one of several partnerships that each man made that mattered. Partnerships are often limited. They can be dissolved. Alliances take things a step further. Genuine alliances are indivisible. In deriving its strength from the life metal of both men, this alliance set an example and a precedent that would outlive them both. Why did this alliance work so well? Was it the product of crisis? Or were the two men predestined for mutual sympathy? Upon what was such sympathy based? Churchill had come to power after a long and complicated political career. Many people mistrusted him. He was an embattled man facing a losing war. The king came up unprepared, unconfident, and perhaps unwilling to rule.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?